Now, he had big shoes to fill when Father Aidan Troy left the Holy Cross Parish in North Belfast. And now Father Gary Donegan is also heading to Pastures New. The prominent cleric, who was heavily involved in peace-building work and trying to resolve parades disputes, is standing down as the rector of Holy Cross Church, but will still be involved in community work in North Belfast. And Father Gary joins us on the line. Father Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Very well, Gary. Many's the time you spoke to us when there was a crisis in North Belfast, and I suppose there's two ways of putting this. One will be Father Gary's had enough, or the other way of putting it is maybe Father Gary's physique and mentality has had enough and he needs a rest.
Yeah, well, our system at the Passionist Congregation is probably the most democratic one in the world, you know, in the sense that once you earn the stripes, you're actually on the way out, because we operate a system. I worked under Aidan two terms as assistant and then succeeded him, and I've come to the end of my second term, and according to the constitutions, a rector must move on. Now, in exceptional circumstances, the general in Rome, general superior in Rome, can make exceptions for that, but in my case now, what's going to happen is it'll be a case of going out to the idyllic retreat centre out in Tobermory, and it'll be a case of commuting back and forward to Belfast on a daily basis, where I'll have offices in Ardoyne and continue my work, but I'll be completely separate from the parish and from the pastoral duties there, which would be taken over by my successor, which is Father Eugene McCarthy.
But can you really get involved in the work if you're not living in the community? Because Cross Gar, you make reference to it, and idyllic is the word. Just explain that facility in Cross Gar. It's right beside, a lot of people may know it as bordering Kilmore Rec's football ground. It's palatial and it is incredibly inviting, and people go there for retreat, they go there to meditate, they go there to pray. Will you not get bored silly?
That's exactly what family and friends have been kind of saying, you know, like from Ardoyne to Sleepy Hollow. But I did my novitiate out there in way back over 28 years ago, and it was a place to come back. In fact, it's actually the official novitiate of the Passionists. We'll have two novices out there when I'm there as well. But really, it will be for me a place to go and to stay, and you know, basically have a room in the place. But most of my work will continue. Will be in North Belfast and Belfast General, and of course the wider aspects of peace building and community relations. So nothing will change in that sense, you know.
You were never afraid to face people down, regardless of which side of the community they came from. You were prepared to stand and have your discussion with anyone who crossed your path.
Yeah, well, I mean, from first inception there, you know, I've received, you know, threats and people trying to kind of terrorise you mentally. I never really kind of thought, would anybody be daft enough to do me harm? But I suppose they were trying to kind of take you out mentally. And at the end of the day is, you know, I was working under one mandate, and that's what gave the purity of the motive of what I was doing. So therefore, I was willing to make a stance at that. And I worked with some wonderful people from all aspects of community, and I've made tremendous friends. I mean, you couldn't get probably in many ways more challenging place, but I mean, contrary to what sometimes the public image is, there's no place like Ardoyne. They're the salt of the earth. Those people would literally give you the bit out of their mouth, and they've been so loyal to me, so all I was doing was reciprocating the same thing back.
And are you able to say that hand on heart about everyone in Ardoyne, or would the loyalist side of Ardoyne annoy you?
Oh no, I mean, I've been called everything and been threatened and all that kind of stuff. But I've worked with leading loyalists. I've worked with leading Republicans. I mean, it's part of the work. In fact, there was one funny incident one time when I was actually working between the two groups, and one of them loyalists said to me, "I didn't realise a priest could be funny," and I thought that you would be out to get us for Rome. And I looked at the Republican prisoners and said, it's hard enough to hold on to them, never mind look after you. So in a sense, his humour and being able to be there and be on the street was a very important part. But of course, I mean, just in normal circumstances, I'm sure I have wound people up, I've annoyed people, I've upset people. Actually, on social media, it was quite funny. I mean, one guy was speculating that I would maybe be on the move, and he said, hopefully to Syria, and I get killed. So obviously I'm not really on his Christmas card list. But I wasn't there to be, you know, popular. I was there to lead. And I think that's the important thing, is that, you know, and to try and continue that work. Because I've had a few communications since, not just from obviously the Nationalist Republican Catholic side of the community, but from the PUL community as well, wishing me every happiness and a bit of a break in some sense from the physical side of stuff. But the reality is I'll be there on a daily basis, you know.
It's interesting. I see the phones ringing, and it's PUL representatives who are actually calling the programme at the moment. We're going to speak to some of them in a second. Maybe we're being a bit unfair, Father Gary, to Sleepy Hollow, as you call it. There's some wonderful, wonderful work done in Crossgar.
Oh, but I mean, sure. I mean, I was part of the Passionist Curia that made the decision to renovate that place and to make it the retreat centre that it actually is. And in fact, they're just about to complete an extension of, I think it's an extra 8 rooms that's actually going to be on it now. And it's, you know, the work that's done there is at a different level. I mean, in the sense, it's obviously a place for people to come away. It's a place for people. The beautiful idyllic walks and Crossgar is a lovely village. I mean, it'll be good to go back to, I suppose, in some sense, the home of Pete McGrath and County Down. You know,
true. Father Gary, you deserve a rest. That's for sure. Make sure you get a rest as well as continue the good work that you're doing. I think it says somewhere in the good book, "Blessed be the peacemakers," and you certainly tick that box. Thanks for coming on, Gary. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank. God bless.
Father Gary Donegan there, wishing him well as he relocates to Crossgar.